The United States is in the midst of a nursing shortage that's only expected to intensify as baby boomers age and the demand for health care grows. According to the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, or AACN, the shortage in the U.S. could reach as high as 500,000 by the year 2025. Florida is especially hard hit, with a current shortfall of 13,000, according to the state-funded Florida Center for Nursing. Two contributing factors have created a kind of catch-22. On the one hand, enrollment numbers in nursing schools are not keeping pace with the projected demand. But on the other hand, a shortage of nursing school faculty, as well as budget constraints, is causing nursing schools to actually turn applicants away. Last year, more than 40,000 qualified applicants were turned away, according to the AACN. Today in Tampa, gathered around the nurses' station in the new spinal cord injury wing of the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital, Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor announced an initiative funded by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs that partners the University of South Florida with the Veterans Hospital to establish the VA Nursing Academy.
The new Nursing Academy, collaborative between the Haley VA Hospital and the University of South Florida College of Nursing, is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for our community, because what it does is it marries a number of missions. First, caring for wounded veterans and injured soldiers. This is the moral obligation of our time while we are still at war. It also addresses the nursing shortage. In the state of Florida right now, we have a shortage of over 10,000 nurses. And it is projected by the year 2020, we will be short over 50,000 nurses in the state of Florida. So by expanding opportunities for faculty, yes, to teach, but for new students to find new careers is absolutely vital.
Under the program, the VA will provide $3.5 million, which will pay for additional faculty members and allow 100 more students to enroll in the nursing program. The students will do their clinical work at James A. Haley Veterans Hospital with the hope that some of them will eventually stay on. Patricia Burns is dean of USF's College of Nursing. She said USF was one of only 11 schools of nursing to receive the award.
In 2001, we began the VA nursing program. And it essentially says that the VA has its own nursing program in collaboration with the University of South Florida College of Nursing. So students come here for 5 rotations and they stay at the VA. So we actually have looked at many different ways to educate nurses. And this collaborative partnership with the James A. Haley VA makes us one of the most unique nursing programs, nursing education programs in the country. So it's been that relationship that we have built upon for this VA Academy.
In addition to the $3.5 million, Burns said USF was also awarded a scholarship grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
Because of the relationship with the James A. Haley VA, we were able, under the direction of Dr. Denise McGuire, to receive a Robert Wood Johnson $100,000 scholarship grant to support students with financial need. They will receive $10,000 per year to be able to come to our nursing program. So that's one of very few in the country that received that award, and we are very proud of it.
Representative Castor said the initiative was a win-win situation because it would also create high-paying jobs in the Tampa area at a time of soaring unemployment.
These are high-paying jobs for our community at a time when the unemployment rate is rising. We're now up to almost 7% in the Tampa Bay area. If you graduate from the Nursing Academy and begin work, your starting salary is about $50,000, and over time will grow to maybe $75,000. These are good-paying jobs with good benefits that, again, right here in our community, serving injured veterans.
Carrie Lede is a nursing student who was on the waiting list to get into the VA Nursing Academy. She found out she was accepted just 3 weeks before class began. She said the scholarship was a major factor in her decision to attend USF.
I graduated from Valdosta State University in Georgia with a bachelor's degree in May, and I was actually accepted to Emory University in Atlanta. And it cost $30,000 a year to go to school, and I could not afford that. And even though I did get loans, I just couldn't afford $30,000 a year. So I did get accepted. Nursing was a very important part of my life. I did want to become a nurse, and luckily I was able to get accepted and afford it, and this scholarship did help me extremely. I don't have to work near as much and go to school, and I'm very excited about being here.